With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 2018 World Cup preview brought to you by Dat's Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth and final part of the Dat's Life 2018 World Cup preview show. And in this final part, we are going to be our full predictions for the World Cup. But before we do that, we didn't say which group had the countries we visited between us the most.
Oh, we didn't. So good call, Dave. Can I just say, actually, before we did this, did send out a tweet and ask people to tell us who they thought would win the World Cup, and nobody replied. So that's how that worked. Anyway, good. Where have we been?
So which country have we been to the most? For me, it's probably Group G, because I've been to Belgium and England, obviously.
And England. Okay, so that's true.
That's a good one.
Russia, I've been to. I've been in Group B. I've been to Spain.
Oh yes.
Well, in Group C, I've been to France and I've been to Australia.
Oh, that's a double there.
So that's two. In Group D, I've been to Croatia
twice.
Yep. In Group E, I have been to Switzerland.
Oh, did you? Oh, skiing. Very nice.
Skiing. Yeah, I went skiing in Switzerland. Group F, we've both been to Germany.
Yes, we did. We
travelled there, but that's all.
I've got an invitation to go to Sweden that I need to take up. One day.
Okay. And then Group G, I will be going to Belgium, but so far I have not been to Belgium. And obviously been to England. Group H, none of those.
No, I've not been to none of those. We've been near Poland.
We've been near Poland, and I've been near Japan when I went to Australia.
Japan is Australia? Okay, fine.
Japan's near Australia. You said that Mexico was near Australia before. Japan's a lot closer to Australia than Mexico.
It's sort of. It's north. It's north of Australia.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the oceanic region, right? I think.
Sure,
that's right.
For me, I haven't really been to anywhere else. But the only place I've been to that you haven't been to is Iceland.
Iceland, yes.
Is there? But I will be going to Panama if they win. So there we go.
Oh, if they win, so you're going to spend what you'll win from the sweepstake on going to Panama to say thank you
on a one-way flight to Panama.
One-way flight.
And I'll live out there for the rest
to
of...
To start your new life...
As a Panamarian. Panama.
As a Panamarian. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Or
I
is it...
So.
Panamish?
I want to know the Panama...
Massive.
Panama National Anthem.
You can't come play this? Are you playing it?
I am.
What's it like?
It was written by Santos Jorge.
Stop shouting. You're shouting. Okay, Panama National Anthem. I'm going to listen to it now.
Very good. Okay, enough of that.
I'm just going to listen. Oh, yeah.
It's very
grand.
It's very American.
We'll, of course, hear this in the World Cup when they play England and the other teams.
Yes. What was that noise? Did you just hear some dogs barking?
What?
No?
That might have been the music, I don't know.
Oh.
Dogs barking?
Just it was my never mind, carry on.
Are you off your tits, Dave?
Not yet, later on.
Oh, soon, babe.
Let's do the prediction then to finish our show. So begin. So starting from the top, Group A, the winners will be Uruguay.
To win?
To win. Uruguay to win,
yeah.
I reckon. And in second place, let's go with the host. Let's go with Russia.
Go to host Russia. Okay.
Though Egypt might also get that. So that's Group A. Group B, Portugal, on the virtue that they're the current Euro holders, Portugal to win the group.
Ooh, and then second.
Spain in second.
So what that means, I can now tell you, is in the knockout stage, we will have Uruguay against Spain.
Ooh.
And Portugal against Russia.
Ooh, quite interesting.
So the hosts will be playing Portugal, that's Euro 2016 holders.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, let's move on to Group C. Okay,
Group C. France to win.
Yeah.
And second, Peru.
It's a difficult one, isn't
Peru.
It?
Peru.
Peru? You're going with it.
Peru.
You're going with Peru to be second. Okay.
Isn't Paddington Bear from Peru or something?
Maybe.
I think that's where he's from.
You know what? I couldn't tell you.
Don't care either. Right. Group. So that's
group,
that
group D.
Group D. That would be Argentina to top the
to
group.
To win the group. Yeah, I agree.
And followed by Iceland? I want to say Iceland.
Yeah, I want to. But my heart says Iceland. My head says Croatia.
Yeah, I think Croatia.
It's difficult. They play in the last game, so that could be the decider for who qualifies.
Let's go with Iceland. Let's go Iceland.
Oh, he's going for it. He's going big.
I think it's all over.
So what that means, Dave, I can tell you, it will be France versus Iceland.
Oh,
so that will be a repeat of the quarterfinals of Euro 2016.
Yeah.
And the other one will be Argentina versus Peru.
That'll be a derby, basically.
That'll be a derby, essentially. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Goodness me. So, right,
I'm sure we made that joke last time. Anyway.
Well, Brazil to win with Switzerland second. It's quite simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Okay.
Group F. Germany to top the group.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think we said Mexico in the
yeah. We're gonna stick with Mexico.
Stick with Mexico. That's what we said earlier.
So what that means, Dave? Ooh, exciting! Is we'll have Brazil versus Mexico.
That's another derby.
Another sort of derby.
Oh, yes.
Another, in fact, with Germany and Switzerland.
It's almost
Germany
like,
versus Switzerland.
It's almost like it was meant to be, isn't it?
Almost like it was meant to be.
Interesting.
Now, the Group G. Can Panama win the group? Are you going to go for it?
No. Let's be sensible. Let's do it right.
Let's be sensible.
So, Belgium to top the group.
What? Belgium going to beat England? Yeah. I was trying to give us some sort of hope, but
what? No, they're not.
Yeah. Belgium to win.
England to come second, but even that's a push.
Oh, they'll squeeze through in second.
They'll squeeze through, and then lose to Poland in the second. No.
Oh God. And then Group H.
And then Group
the most difficult one, I would say. Huh?
My first instinct would be Colombia to top
to win the group.
Poland in second, but again, it could be Japan.
Ooh,
could be Japan. Everything.
Who are you going
to
go for? I mean, I would rather Japan. I'd like to see Japan, but
group. Yeah. I think
it'll be Poland.
It will probably be Poland.
Yeah,
so let's go.
Going to go with Poland.
Poland to win.
So what that means
second.
Is. In the next round, we'll have Belgium versus Poland and Colombia versus England.
Oh, man.
Colombia versus England. I mean, That could be a feisty one. So, let's go through the last 16 again, and you can tell me. So, we have, first of all, Uruguay versus Spain.
Oh, what a matchup.
What a matchup that'll be. I mean, they're all great matchups now. Spain. I think Spain.
You'd think Spain. It's a difficult one. Really is difficult, but okay, Spain.
Yeah?
Yes. Spain to win that one.
Spain it is. France versus Iceland.
France.
Yeah. Agreed. Brazil versus Mexico.
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah, you got to see the Brazilians. Belgium versus Poland.
First thing it was Belgium to win, but I'm not entirely convinced.
Belgium's got to be. They've got the star names, the big players.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's you'd be stupid not to say Belgium.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We'll go Belgium then.
It's Belgium.
Belgium. Portugal versus Russia.
Portugal, all the way.
Portugal to beat the hosts.
To beat the hosts, all the way.
The host run will end by Portugal. Argentina versus Peru. Got to be Argentina.
Argentina.
It's got to be. Germany versus Switzerland.
Germany.
Yeah, go see Germany.
Come through.
And last but not least, Colombia versus England.
Oh my days!
come on, England! Surely, England! Come on, England! You're thinking, I just don't think they're going to beat Colombia. I just can't see it.
Not really.
I'm trying to find a reason to think England can win. It's England. Come on, you've got to say England.
It's not coming.
No?
Should we gamble? Should we gamble?
You're going to end our hopes.
Go on then. Let's keep England in it.
Hey!
England to beat Colombia on penalties.
If it goes to penalties, we're going
lift
home.
The nation.
Lift the nation. A nation. Yeah. Okay, so we're now into the quarterfinal stage. Oh, this is exciting, isn't it?
Well, it feels like we're reliving it in fast motion.
Yeah, living it. So we have Spain versus France.
Oh man, what a matchup! What
a match!
That could be the final right there. France for me.
Well, it's not going to be at this rate.
No.
Who?
France for me.
France to beat Spain.
Vive la France.
I'd go with that. Yep, I'd say that. Okay, so France are into the semi-finals. How nice. Brazil versus Belgium.
It's
kind of like the old-timers against the new boys. Yeah. Like the old big team versus the new big team.
Wow, that's a good one. I still think Brazil will put it off.
Yeah, I think on the World Cup stage, Brazil. It's got to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Got to be. Brazil into semis as well.
Belgium will put up a hell of a game.
Yeah. I think they'll be a good team to watch during the World Cup, but it ends there. Portugal versus Argentina. Another great matchup.
Portugal, Argentina.
You know, we haven't had a team like that no one expects to do something that we're just going, yeah, let's put them through. Let's just say they're going to be a dark horse. And
well, even like England.
Well, we can't have England, yeah, it's true.
Portugal, Argentina. I want Argentina for me, I think.
Yeah, that's such a tough one to call. Oh, it's Ronaldo against Messi as well.
It would be.
Ronaldo versus Messi. I mean, so we're going to go with Argentina?
I think Argentina, they got semi-finals of the World Cup last time. I think they got it.
Yeah. Okay. And Germany versus England.
Oh, really? How have we done that?
Quarterfinals of the World Cup. It's about
That's
time
funny.
That England put the Germans to bed.
Finally. Put all this to bed.
I mean, we had that goal in the 2010 World Cup.
No.
Was it 2010?
Yeah, it was. Don't remind us of that.
When we got
disallowed.
Robbed by that goal. We would have won that game, I reckon.
I mean, 2-2 is a different mentality to 2-1 or 1-2.
Yeah.
And it would have been everything to play for. But no. I'm sorry, man. I've got to say Germany.
It's head over heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, totally. But and I don't think...
They're into the semis.
I don't think it'll be a close game either.
Oh, burn.
Keep burning, England. Ah.
Right. The same finals of the World Cup. How exciting. Here we go, Dave. France versus Brazil.
Oh, what a game.
The
1998
World Cup
what a game.
Final.
What a game
repeat.
That would be.
I hope it does turn out like this.
It would be great if it did. France, Brazil.
I kind of feel like France might. I don't know.
I'm thinking France.
France are hot. They've got like players that are some hot players.
Too hot to handle.
Yeah. But then Brazil also got a few hot players in a World Cup.
I think cracking game, close as hell, but France to sneak through.
France to do it.
France to do the biz. Do the biz.
France to do the biz. France are in the World Cup final again.
Finally.
Ooh. And the other semi-final, Argentina versus Germany.
Oh, so a repeat of the final.
repeat of 2014 final.
Germany
for me.
My head says, I'm saying
fairly
Germany. I'm saying Germany.
By a 2-1 or 3-1 scoreline, something like that.
Yeah.
Fairly, getting the job done kind of a game. Right. So, we have it, the World Cup final.
And we're there. Everyone's there.
We're there.
France. We've made it.
Versus Germany.
Four.
France versus Germany.
Heard that before.
The 2018 World Cup final. How can you pick a winner? How can you decide this?
Toss of a coin.
I mean, France, like I said, have got some real hot players, but the Germans always perform in World Cups.
The German
they
war
just
machine
seem to have
kicks in.
What? don't ruin it, Dave. God.
No.
More controversial comments.
So difficult.
It's one of them. You can't predict it. It's whoever on the day
turns up.
Performs, but we're going to predict it.
All things being said, on three, say who you think.
Okay, I just need to think though.
He hasn't decided.
Well, it's difficult. I just can't decide between them.
Flip a coin. Do a dance.
Because the thing is, France last time out lost in the final in a game it should have won. So, are they going to do that again? Are they just going to come up short against the bigger...
The Germans, big stage.
Okay, I know who I'm going for.
Okay, right.
You say on three?
So on three.
You say on three or after three?
After three.
So, one, two, three, say.
One, two, three, say. Right, okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
One, two. Oh, no.
Oh.
No, it starts that again. Okay. One, two, three.
Germany.
Oh, we both thought Germany then.
Germany.
So two
British guys predict that Germany will win the World Cup.
Yeah.
Wow.
And beat France in the final.
Wow. Who would have thought it? We predict Germany.
Who would have thought that?
Germany will beat England. Wow.
So we think that way we will get to the quarters and lose to the winners, which is quite a respectable.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Campaign.
Yeah. It's very true.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's quite interesting to think that. So if England win their group, then there's a good chance they're going to draw Brazil in the quarters.
Oh,
if
God.
We don't win the group, we'll draw the Germans in the quarters. So
either way,
you know, like provided they win their groups, those two teams, which like Brazil and Germany, you'd expect them to win their groups. They haven't got that difficult of groups. So there you go. We're doomed from the beginning.
Exactly. No hope for Panama either.
Oh, no, there is hope because they're going to win the World Cup and then you're going to go and live there for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's
remember?
True. That's true. So yeah. knowing that, that's going to spur them on to great things, I'm sure.
Yeah, to know that they're going to have a new... Dave from Dat's Life Podcast is going to go and live with them.
And I'm going to set up over there and it's going to be wonderful.
It's going to be great.
So, wow. That has been the... Formula One. This has been the 2018 World Cup predictions brought to you by the Dat's Life team. So we hope you've enjoyed. Please share, comment, like this if you have, or if you haven't,
tell us who you think is going to win.
Tell us who you think. Are we wrong? Probably.
Yeah. Are we wrong? Are we right?
Probably.
Is there a team we haven't done justice?
Yes. Is there a team we've missed out? Let us know.
Let us
know in the comments. And we hope you all enjoy the World Cup. And
have a fantastic World Cup.
Yes. Stay safe. And just enjoy the games.
And of course, if you haven't heard parts 1 to 5, go back and have a tune in because they're great.
Have a tuna.
A tuna. Have a tuna sandwich. Whilst you tune in
to tuna sandwich. Nice.
That's Life podcast previews. Right, it's time to go. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining me also. And enjoy the World Cup. We may do a live commentary, maybe. So look out for us doing that. Maybe. And we will be back with a normal show next time round, I believe. Is that probably the plan, Dave? Still there, Dave?
Probably the plan, yeah. I was just curious. I was just curious to see where you were going with all that.
See what I do. Right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks to the... What? Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just burst into laughing. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's all good. Right, thank you very much.
It's all good.
And we will see you all again on the normal show next time.
Enjoy the World Cup. See you soon. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.